The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?"
said the caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied, rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir. Just at present, at least I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then."
"What do you mean by that?"
said the caterpillar sternly.
"Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see."
"I don't see,"
said the caterpillar.
"I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly,"
Alice replied, very politely,
"for I can't understand it myself to begin with, and being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing."
"It isn't,"
said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet,"
said Alice.
"But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, and you will someday, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?"